Time now for your comments. Jason Patterson of Ellettsville, Indiana, says he was disturbed by Tom Gelton's reference to Operation Desert Storm as the first Gulf War. Patterson writes, "As far as I know, there has only been one Gulf War. This reminds me of the statement that you know you are in trouble with your wife when she starts calling you her first husband." Current and former members of the military responded to Brian Mann's story about American troops living in poverty. Many agreed with Colin Knight of Pittsburgh, who says, "Troops are entitled to free housing, food, and medical care. How many fast food workers, a group with similar educational background, can claim the same?" He suggests, "Perhaps the best way to get our troops out of poverty is to teach them how to be responsible. Put off children until they can afford it, stay out of debt, and so on." Sometimes one number makes a big difference. In John Nielsen's story about farm runoff in the U.S., he reported that livestock operations produce 500 million tons of animal waste a day. Charlie Whitworth of Wichita grew up downwind of the stockyards, and he thought something smelled funny about that statistic. He was right. 500 million tons a day is enough to bury the entire nation in cow, chicken, and hog manure. The correct figure is closer to 300 million tons a year. Another correction about Elizabeth Blair's story on how the Grinch stole Christmas. Blair credited Chuck Jones with creating Bugs Bunny. Sudrow Brown of Amherst, Massachusetts, correctly notes that Bugs was a collaboration among several artists, including Bugs Hardaway. Brown writes, "In the early stages of the Wascally Wabbit's life, Bugs Hardaway drew a model sheet for a rabbit character. The sheet was labeled Bugs's Bunny. Someone mistook that for the character's name, and he's been Bugs Bunny ever since." Philip Nell of Manhattan, Kansas, offers another Grinch fact. The creature first appeared in Red Book magazine in 1955, 2 years before The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. There, the Grinch is a con artist who sells a piece of string to an unsuspecting hubub. In the story called The Hubub and the Grinch says,
"That sun, let me tell you, is dangerous stuff. It can freckle your face. It can make your skin rough. When the sun gets too hot, it can broil you like fat. But this piece of green string, sir, will never do that. This piece of green string is colossal, immense. And to you, well, I'll sell it for 98 cents. And the hubub he bought. And I'm sorry to say that Grinches sell hubub such things every day."
Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.
"You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus."
The time is 29 minutes past the hour.